I don't think the settlement issue is the main issue at all. I think we've been sidetracked. I think this has been a tactical error by the Palestinians and by the United States. The issue is not settlements. The issue is ending the Israeli occupation. The issue is the border between the Palestinian state and the Israeli state. The issue is the nature of Palestinian sovereignty. These are the real issues that need to be negotiated. There are areas that Israel has created facts on the ground that the Palestinians cannot change, and therefore they have accepted the idea that there will be territorial swaps. The Palestinians would like to minimize those swaps as much as possible so that it will involve Israel annexing as little land as possible. But nonetheless, there will be 3 to 4% of the West Bank annexed by Israel, which will accommodate up to 80% of the Israeli settlers. So in reality, if Israel builds more houses and settlements that everyone knows are going to be part of the sovereign borders of Israel at the end of the negotiations, it's not going to change anything on the ground. Yet today, the way that it stands, if Israel builds another 500 houses, for an example, in the settlement of Gilo, which is a neighborhood in South Jerusalem, it's not going to change Gilo. Gilo is never going to be Palestinian, but it may require the Palestinians to withdraw from negotiations, and that's counterproductive to the entire process. One of the suggestions that I made to the negotiators is that the Americans give the Palestinians a kind of letter, similar to the kind of letter that President Bush had given Ariel Sharon, which would state that the Americans stand behind the Palestinian negotiating position, that the border negotiations begin on the June 4th, 1967 borders, that the outcome of negotiations will result with a Palestinian state on 22% of the land between the river and the sea in contiguous territory, that the territorial swaps be on a one-to-one basis with Israel. This kind of American guarantee to the Palestinians would enable them to say, okay, we have to swallow this issue of settlement building right now, and let's proceed forward. Another suggestion was that they concentrate over the next 3 months on intensive negotiations to agree on the borders. And then we resolve the settlement issue. Israel can then continue building in the areas that will be annexed to Israel. We need to overcome this period right now. One of the problems that we face is that the American president's hands are quite tied right now by the fact that on November 2nd, he has midterm congressional elections. And this limits perhaps the kind of direct engagement and pressure he can apply to Israel at this point.